Mora. It is infinite. We know that it is infinite. The infinite, our aspiration is for infinite. So not easily to be satisfied. But as much as I can get, that is enough. But that must be a good time. Our prayer should be that what I shall acquire, what I shall get, on that must be maybe a good time. That should be our object always. To associate with goodness and not bad. Not reactionary thing. That is also reactionary, but in reaction that brings good thing. Good thing. Good result by serving. Serving the truth. Serving means serving the heart. And by associating with the heart, that color, that influence comes to me and I am purified. So we shall always try to associate with higher existence. And that cannot be without serving tendency. We can enjoy things of lower type. But if we take the help of service, we can associate with higher truth, higher things. And as a reaction, we get something higher and we are purified. Do you follow?
Yes.
If we are in the mood of enjoyment, then we cannot but associate with lower things, which I can control and enjoy. But if I am open to service, then I can get chance of association of the higher thing. And doing something for that, the reaction that comes from makes purify me, elevate me. By service we grow, by enjoyment we die. And by renunciation we go to disappear to nothing. Extreme renunciation of the environment means to be alone, cut up from all association, to be one, so to be in deep slumber. If I awake, then I must come to realization of something. The renunciation is not complete. The complete renunciation, to be single, cut up with all the environment, that is alone, that is cipher, like slumber. Deep sleep, renunciation. The life of a servant is a golden life, thriving always, and progressing in the pure and the purer one. A scientific understanding.
The bhakti, who has material desires mixed with bhakti, he is still on superior platform to a pure jnani. The bhakti who has mixed desires to enjoy and to serve, he is on superior platform to the renunciate.
Yes, because he may have chance. And the renunciation, who possesses the renunciation, the ghost of renunciation, his future finished. And he is in the enjoyment and such a mixed. One day this may go, the bad element may go and the good element may fight, and he will be saved. So, tar madhye vishayi tabu bhalo, mayavadi sanga nahi man kono kalo. Mayavadi a vishayi, renunciation finished and exploitation. Between the two, the exploitation position is better. Because here we are endowed with some personality, and so many persons, good, bad, are coming. I can meet a saint and I may exhibit my position, that is chance. But when I go to renunciation to slumber, the whole chance is finished. Marabadi Sangha, Nahi Mari Kono Kalo, Vishayi Tabu Bhalo. It is mentioned in the scripture. Bhog tag. Bhog is better than tag. Apparently. Why? In the bhog, we maintain our individuality. And there is possibility that I shall come in connection with some sadhu and then I may be transformed. But in tag, they think they are very, they boast their higher position than these exploitationists, and ultimately they enter into some black, dark cave and not to return back again. This man has his future, his possibility in his future. But that man, he gives up his future also. So this man, apparently though lower, but his future prospect may make him good. Bhogi tagi, bhogi bhava hi bolte. In another passage in Ramananda Raya, bhukti mukti vanche kahan duhar goti. Some aspiring after enjoyment and some aspiring after liberation. What is the ultimate result of those? Thabar deho, dev deho, yoicha avasthita. Those that want liberation, their future is thabar like Himalaya, becomes a Himalaya or a banyan tree, for long time sleeping, long, long time sleeping. Mukti, slumber, deep slumber, the body may be that of Himalaya or Alps, does not matter. Samadhyo. And bhukti, who wants enjoyment, he gets demigod position. Those that are aspiring after enjoyment and that doing accordingly, they will attain the position of a demigod. But those that are aspiring after complete renunciation, complete withdrawal from this turbulent world, they necessarily have to go to this sthavar deha. Because whenever they want to enter into Vaikuntha, the soham, I am equal with you, they are hurled down for that offense and to the lowest creation to become fossil. Apparently, they had to become fossil. Yes, somebody wants long sleep, no consciousness, dangerous thing. Bhukti mukti vanse kaha duhar goti. Mukti bhukti vanse. Sthavar deho, dev deho. Deva sthavar deho, joicha avasthiti. The dev deho for the bhogi, it is clear. Then sthavar deho for the renunciationist, which comes necessarily. Vaijanya ravindakva vimukta manino tojyastra bhavad avishuddha buddha. The Brahma says, repenting, those cursed souls that they try to retire completely from this world and climbs up to the highest position and thinks that they are fully liberated. Vimukti manino. They think themselves they are completely liberated. But tojyastra bhavad avishuddha buddhaya. But really, what is that position? That they cannot understand your higher supreme position, absolute good position. They are deprived of that truth. Vimukta mani tojyastra bhavad avishuddha buddhaya. Within them, the misunderstanding is there. Can't understand the reality. Avishuddha buddhaya. Think that they have attained the highest position, but really they are suffering from misconception. Cannot have appreciation of you, the highest substance. Arjuna Kisena Param Padam. By great difficulty they comes up to the highest position of the enjoying world, world of creation. Tatapatanta adho anaditata sangha. Coming so near to the divine feet of you, devoid of that service, they are hurled down. Arjuna Madhya, Arujya Kishrena Parampatam, Tatapatanta adho anaditata. They dishonor your holy feet, and for that offense, they are hurled down. And it becomes a fossil.
Fossil. He couldn't understand fossil, Guru Maharaj. The word fossil. Fossil means one animal in rock.
Stavar means this stone, earth, all this stavar, yes. Wood, stavar. Dev Deho and Sthavar Deho.
Wow.
Sthavar means which is durable, cannot be easily changed. Sthavar. Sthavar jungle dake na dake tarmati sthavar. Means this wood, this earth, this stone, this, all these things are sthavar. This is sthavar. The sthavar Deho. They come down to the lowest creation of that, like the fossil state. And that does not matter, because he wants that his consciousness may not remain. There also the fossil, the whatever little consciousness may be spared there, that this is almost unconscious. And he is going. And after crores and crores of yuga, from the fossil, a spark soul may emanate and may be transferred to the tree section, and then from there to animal section, again it may be elevated in this way, crores of years after this fossil. A very difficult position. And to understand it, it is also a very difficult thing. That the ultimate liberation is similar to fossil. It is only impressed in Ramananda Raya topic and corroborated by that sloka of Bhagavatam. Arujya Kishrena Param Padam. To the last, highest extremity of this world. Tatapatantadho, from there, falls down. Why? You came to the honored holy feet and you did not worship it. So for that offense, you follow?
Yes.
The venerable, the revered feet, you have come very near, Brahmaloka and then Vaikuntha. But you dishonored that, you neglected that, and the subtle offense, oh, you want sweet, slam that. And no service of these holy feet, no service. Coming so very near, you neglect. Go down, take sleep, for long time, long years, take sleep. Mukti you want. Complete seclusion. Complete seclusion, yes. Go there. In the self.
Is this a manifestation of envy? Is this the ultimate manifestation of envy?
Not envy, but it is the general law of the nature.
Undesire is desire.
Yes. This is going to the opposite side. And the reaction must come of renunciation. Renunciation is a culprit. Because he has some position in the whole. He can't ignore that. Every atom has some good position, good relation in the whole of system. This is quite natural and good. He ignores that. He's a sinner. He hates the environment. He fails to judge, to find the environment is for good. It is holy. Say, he hates everything. There's nothing good there he can be with whom he will associate. Everything is bad and he is good, so he is going to live one. And that is the greatest offense. The most pessimistic, and the consequence of pessimism is to go down. Pessimism is punished by the liberal whole. Pessimist has got no room in this world. Pessimist is the greatest sinner. You can't see that anything very good than you yourself. You are the best. You know how fallible you are, and you think you are the best. If you come in company of others, you will lose your position. Such a bad person you are. You are the bad and the whole is good. Be converted into that. And the Vaishnavas are of that type. That I am bad, everything is good. I am blind, I cannot see the light. That is Vaishnavism. Do you follow? No?
Yes.
For the time being.
Only if you keep me out of Maya, if you pull me out, then I can see.
So you say, that is envious. Nature, environment is full of envy to punish him. But no, he punishes himself. No place of such a culprit, who is the hater of everything. And the sycophant of his own meager personality, who is committing fault every time. He is his own God, and no God outside, no holy thing outside, the most pessimist. And the punishment of the pessimist in such a way. Done. Fine. Now you find the reason. Without envy. You are thinking that the nature is jealous, is envy, is dealing punishment to that man. He is innocent, you think. But I said, this is no innocence. That is the committing the greatest offense, to think everything bad and he only good. He wants to be alone, divorcing everything. That aspiration, marks him to be the worst sinner, worst hater of everything. He is to be punished. Just that if one goes to commit suicide, he is punished by the government, do you know? Why? Why is the one who is going to commit suicide, he is punished? Why? What is the basis? He does not do any harm ostentatiously. To the world. He commits to suicide, it is his own jurisdiction. But why that tendency is not encouraged? So this renunciation to the extreme is committing the suicide. It comes under that law and becomes punished. The life is not for nothing. It has got its good end. We are part and parcel of the whole world, the holy world. And we must do our duty, our quota. I have no right to fly away from the environment. I must give my contribution, my quota, to the whole. Otherwise I am a traitor. I am a suicide. I have got my utility in relation to the whole. And if I deny to do that, what type of man I am? I have no right. I have no right to take me off from this whole system. I am a necessary part of this whole system, holy. And I must do my duty. And I will be benefited, the whole will be benefited. I revolt and go to the self, commit to suicide. So this must be punished. this is not envy. The nature does not allow to do so. If this is encouraged, then many will be doomed. Who are you? You are not independent. You are this organic whole. The finger is not independent, interdependent in an old part and parcel of an organic whole. It can't do anything independently. Then the disturbance will be in the whole system. He has no right. The part has no right to revolt against the organic whole. It's very difficult, no?
No. No, it is wonderful.
So renunciation is the most difficult to follow. Mayavadi, Sangha, Kabhu, Magi, Kono Kalo. They are the great enemies of the human, of all the animation, of those renunciationists. They are pessimists. They are rebels. They do not believe in the systematic whole. By committing suicide, they want to indent the dreadful bacilli into the and to inject into the whole world. You follow? No.
Yes.
That can't be allowed. A man is suffering from disease. We have to accommodate him. But he is going to commit suicide. He is under trap. Who is there? Naika.
Naika.
You understand? You are there.
She says yes.
Yes.
So Guru Maharaj. Swami Maharaj, he says some Mayavadis, they come back as philanthropists and to do some altruism, to do some humanitarian work. Sometimes
In the, from the lower position. In the lower position, he is taking the path of Mayavad, but in the lower position, by some powerful agent, he may be converted. That is, by the special wish of Krishna and his higher followers, the one who is going to the line of Mayavad, he may be enticed away from that heinous path. Mahaprabhu vachan, ami to sannyasi, ki Mayavadi badi, ami o tomar sangi, Krishna prebe bhasi, Ravananda raya sangba. You are so great devotee, what to speak of others? I am a Mayavadi sannyasi. Mahaprabhu took sannyasi from a Mayavadi sannyasi, Keshav Bharati. Ami to sannyasi, ami to Mayavadi sannyasi. I am a renunciationist, Mayavadi sannyasi type. But ami o tomar sangi, Krishna prema bhasi, Raya Ramananda. You are so great devotee that even myself, I am floating in Krishna praying by your association. You are so big, so high. Prabhu kahe Mayavadi, ami to sannyasi, ami ho tomar sange Krishna preme bhasi. Sthavar jangam, sabhi tama Krishna preme moai. Tumi sab dite paro tu. Gaudhuri.
Maharaj, there's one author in the West that has a lot of popularity. It is a spirit speaking through a medium, and much of the philosophy is similar to the Vaishnava philosophy. But one thing they teach,
if anyone sincerely doing that, is well, otherwise imitation is sahajiya, they are well. Many types of imitations there are.
It is.
We are where? We are in the hospital. we are visiting hospital, so here we expect only to find patients, many type of patients, because we are living in the hospital or in the prison house, so many culprits around us. Okay?
Krishna came
to us. Oh, you have come. Now, union and separation, that is the highest type of union. The union that can stand separation, that is the highest type of union. Now, again, we can douse the kurila.
Blue house, you can.
Go.
Blue house.
That house. Blue house, you can take it.
Yes.
So you like to go there, in your previous room?
Yes. Yes, Maharaj.
What can I need you?
This author, who is very popular in the West, there is a spirit named Seth that speaks through this author, a medium, and he gives much information of the subtle worlds. But there is one interesting
within his jurisdiction he can move and know and give information. That must be within his jurisdiction.
But he is saying...
He cannot say anything of the Vaikuntha, a ghost.
You are right.
In his own jurisdiction he may move and see and inform. That it is not unreasonable.
In theory he accepts God is a person, but he has no information and he is more interested in the mechanics of the universe.
Who?
This Seth, this ghost.
Ghost.
But one thing he says that is very interesting, he says the individual jiva is what he calls multi-dimensional, that one jiva can be in many bodies and different planes developing differently. One jiva. Not one jiva per body, but one jiva may be in several bodies. Like Panchatattva, the Lord can do with Panchatattva. Can the soul have that same quality? One soul in many bodies?
No. The yogis, they can extend themselves in kayabhuha. In many bodies they may live. As if. But there also, what one will do, the whole body will do that. One body is eating, all the extended bodies, they are also eating. Not any other independent work, they can be engaged themselves. It is mentioned in Charitamrita. When Narada visited Dwarka, he found that Krishna, with many extended self, he is representing himself in the so many thousands of queens. But Narada was very much astonished to see that kayabhuha, that in every, in his full body, he is in every room of all the queens, kayabhuha. All queens, they are thinking that Krishna has come to me, to my room. And Narada was very much astonished. But Narada was a higher yogi. Yogis, they can have kayabhuha. It is many extended body. But Narada is wonderful. Oh, I wonder why. That the yogi, there are so many extended bodies, but they must move in a same way. One sleeping, the whole, all the bodies will be sleeping. But in Krishna's case, it is not that. In every body, he will bring something new, new movement. That is only possible with him. And this is imitation, physical imitation. That is like a magician, one can show. It is something like that. Kato Vajda.
Are you warm enough, Maharaj?
Okay, Thomas.
Yes, Bhakti Thomas.
Huh?
Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Yes.
It's nice to be back.
Thomas.
Yes.
And another?
And this girl, Miss Robin Sherwood. She's busy. Robin Sherwood. She's from America. We met her in Calcutta. She's traveling through India for maybe 1 month. And we preached to her a little bit. And she, we asked her if she would like to come and see Mayapur and Navadvip and yourself. And she said yes. And we are now just arriving. We just got off the train.
She comes from America.
Yes. And we went to the hotel. There was no room in the hotel. So Krishna Kinkar told me to come and ask you if she may stay with Parama, in Parama, Devi Das room.
She may stay with Parama.
Oh, thank you very much, Maharaj.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it's
how
very
long,
nice.
How long she has come to visit India?
Just for 1 week.
Huh?
1 week.
Only a week.
One more week.
This is her second time in India. She visited India.
You are connected with Bellary Math, Ramakrishna Mission?
Yeah.
Huh? Are you connected with their center in America?
Mm-hmm. In San Francisco?
Huh?
In San Francisco?
In
San Francisco?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Ramakrishna Mission has got their center?
Yes.
Which party? That Ramakrishna Vedanta Society or original sir?
Vedanta Society.
Yes. Founder. Abhidananda. Abhidananda is the founder of Ramakrishna Vedanta Society in here in America. One Abhidananda. A direct disciple of Ramakrishna.
Do you know who the founder is?
Name of Sister Nivedita.
Oh, yes, I know the name.
Eh?
Direct disciple of Vivekananda, yeah.
Vivekananda, and their books also you have read.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you have not heard about Lord Chaitanya.
Of course I have, yeah.
She has known about ISKCON for some years. She has visited ISKCON temples in America.
ISKCON temples.
She knows Hamsa Dutta very well.
But does she know the difference between the theological conception of Sri Chaitanya and the Ramakrishna Mission?
No.
The theological difference between Sri Chaitanya's doctrine and the doctrine of Ramakrishna, Vivekananda. The difference between the doctrines of both. You do not know so much. All right, we shall talk hereafter. Now, you are making journey. Go and take rest there. Take something, and then we shall see.
So you can take some pusha and arrange for the
with Swami Maharaj, along with Swami Maharaj, many ladies from America and UK and other parts of India visited this mount and delivered lectures. And this, that, not even this whole lecture. Many Western ladies came here to visit me and delivered lectures also in the meeting. Once 150 men and women, foreigners, came and we had a meeting here about 3-4 years back. When Swami Maharaj was living. Have you gone through Bhagavad Gita?
Pardon, have I read it?
Gita?
Oh, yes.
Gita. That's very good.
Yeah.
And without the guru?
Yes.
They make arrangement for that.
Okay,
now
okay.
I dissolve the class.
Jayam Vishnupad, Paramahamsa, Tri, Rajat, Chardas, Tathana, Shishimad, Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti, Rakak, Shiradeh, Goswami, Ki, Jai.
In Delhi. But I do not think he is working for ISKCON anymore. I was thinking maybe I could approach him.
That man wanted to start an institution independently.
No, that's another man. After him, that man actually started another institution. He was, I think, Mayavadi. But this boy, he translated maybe 6-7 books very quickly.
Which books?
Hindi version of Krishna book.
Krishna,
Sign Language of Krishna.
And teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Swami Maharaj's book. Teachings of Lord Chaitanya he did first, then Krishna books, and I think some small books. And
Krishna book, there is one book whose name is Krishna book.
Krishna,
yeah.
Swami Maharaj Lekha.
Krishna.
Only Krishna.
And I was thinking if he is not working for ISKCON anymore, maybe he can do some English to Hindi translation of Bhakti Vinod's books. And also your book is now in English, maybe he could translate into Hindi. Can I approach him on this?
I don't know how his translation goes on, how much accurate the translation.
Should I try to get a sample?
If I get a sample, then I can. Has he translated Bhagavad Gita in Hindi now?
I think he did. I'm not sure. I have not seen him for a number of years, but I think he did Hindi.
Why that?
But I have to check.
Translation, maybe from the standpoint of Shankara, Ramanuja, Madhva, Nimbarko, Swami, and Gauriya.
He did Swami Maharaj's Gita, if he did it.
How he has translated, how much Swami Maharaj appreciated his translation, accepted by him.
Yes. But still, I will have him, I will write to him and see if he is interested and get a sample.
But he translates, who is to finance for the publishing?
I think he may, for the publishing, I don't know. That at least it will be in manuscript form. So when the money becomes available, it can be done.
But that man will do it free, or she will want some remuneration for that.
No, he did it for free. He did all that work for Swami Maharaj for free.
It is better if he meets me. I can sound him and then give my opinion. Where is he? Where does he live?
Delhi.
We may consult with Akhananda Maharaj, he is the president of the Mahamandal. If he wants to do for Mahamandal, we will consult with them. I am troubled by this cough and cold. So I told you that I shall take class 3 o'clock evening. But you have all come. What to do?
If you like, Maharaj, we can
get from the Lady is newly come. What is any question Namahar wants to know anything?
I have one question.
Yes, what is that?
I have trouble with relating to God in form. I see God as formless. But I know it helps to have a concept of God in form to make it more intimate, a more, you know, human relationship. So how can I develop a relationship with God in form?
She says she has trouble seeing God in form.
She has trouble
seeing God.
Seeing God
as form, with form. She sees God as formless. But she understands it is easier to understand God in form. She wants to know how she can understand God in form.
Not clear to me. Can you represent anyone?
Yes, Guru Maharaj. She is more comfortable in an impersonal conception.
Impersonal
conception of God. When God takes on personal form, she has difficulty to accept.
But she wants.
Is it your contention?
But
your point. Impersonal God, you say.
But I would like to relate to God in a form.
She would like to relate to a personal form. But presently.
How it is possible?
Yes.
How it is possible that the infinite can have a finite form? Is it? Form means finite. So God is infinite. And how infinite can take the form of a finite? It is your trouble. When you say God, how can you say impersonal? What is the conception of God?
To me, God is...
God, impersonal means what? Impersonal means no attribute.
Well, in all attributes. To me, God is either, you know, everything or a feeling in my heart. But to see God in a form, in one form, is very hard.
If you can see, then what should we see, should you see? If we have any eye experience of a thing, then must have a form. Otherwise, how I can experience? There was one story about 100 years back when British rule was here. They had a center, the Padri, the bishops had a strong center in Jalshahi town in northern Bengal. The son bishop was explaining from Bible. And the one boy, he came to me later on, he told that he was explaining when Abraham or someone saw him in dream that he is giving some advice to him to this and that. Then that gentleman told, I was a boy at that time, I stood up. If anyone stood up in the meeting, then he is to stop the discourse and